I know that it matters what I say or how I vote, but I see so many people just choosing the other side, choosing a side full of, like, you know, pollution and just poisoning the world and getting all of our resources, and nobody cares. Like, and how do you tell that story? Like, doesn't it really piss you off? Like, when people have like 5 kids and they just like ruin everything, and I'm like, how can you not be like, how can you tell your kids it'll be all right? It's not gonna be all right. We're properly fucked.
Alright, Radio Brent hier im Hafenklang Backstage heute beim Booze Cruise Festival. Wir haben die nächste Band ergattert. Sie sitzen uns gegenüber. Es ist March. Welcome to our show, March.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like to introduce yourself? Who are you and what are you doing in the band, March?
Well, my name is Thomas Frankhuizen and I'm the drummer of the band.
My name is Fleur and I am singer and guitarist.
And I'm Jeroen, and I play bass.
Great.
And Hermans is also here, but she is already warming up.
Warming up. What's a typical warm-up for you before a show?
Just get everything a little bit heated up so we are ready to play. Like, for us, it's really important, like, ritual to warm up. So for me, it's like warming up vocals. For them, it's like drums. Like, I don't know if you have a routine.
Yeah, just warming up the muscles.
Warming up the muscles. Yeah. It's all about that.
Yeah, you play really high energy shows. You do that on tour like every night. How do you keep yourself fit, and how do you manage to get this on stage every night?
Good question.
It's okay. Do you need a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have people rocking in the backstage, being really mad because we're blocking the fridge.
All good.
It's all good. You can reach it if you want to.
Okay, water.
All good.
I guess it's a healthy balance between relaxing, preparing as well, sleeping, and having enough beers just to chill and have fun.
It's also, I think, a lot of the energy comes from having good fun. Just having, you know, doing something that you really love to do. It's not so hard to put a lot of energy in because it's like, that's the thing you want to do. So for me, it's really easy. I can be really super tired and then play a show and feel super energetic afterwards.
But I would have thought, because you scream your heart out every night, so your voice must suffer on a tour.
In the beginning, yes, but the more you play, the more it becomes like a trained muscle. So it's not like, we just went on a tour for almost like a month, and I didn't lose my voice at all. Although I'm pretty heavy lifting on my vocal cords, it's pretty tough. So it comes from playing around, see what works, because I also did a tour where I didn't drink, and sometimes I'm an occasional party smoker, which I shouldn't do, but then I did it, and then I kept my voice. Like, but it is also warm-ups. It is also like finding the balance that works for every individual singer. And for me, I think the key was like being relaxed and having a good time. It was very... It's good to have a relaxed vocal. I don't know. It's good to keep your vocals relaxed.
So you're playing together since like about 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. So, and you're a lot of on tour. So are there some weird moments you had back when you think about all these shows?
Weird moments. With Jeroen.
A recent one was Leipzig. It was not really during our show, but we toured with Clowns for that close to a month, and I remember walking back into the venue, it's called Coney Island, and I just saw confetti flying everywhere during the show, and it didn't stop for the whole show, and then all of a sudden everything and everyone was covered in confetti, and it's one of the most amazing images I've ever seen during a show. It was really cool.
How was it touring with Clowns?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It's a band that I looked up to for a lot of years. Actually, when we started out, they just released one of their first albums, and it was very, very inspirational for me. Also, as a singer, I think Stevie is a great singer, and like meeting them in real life, we already played a couple of shows with them, so we knew that they were a really cool bunch of people. So, and to be on tour with them was also really, like, you never know when you're like touring with somebody for that long. You never know how it ends up, but it was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Okay, Yeah, so you released a new record last year called Get In, and now you have three ones out: Stay Put, Set Loose, and Get In. It sounds like an overall story. So was there a master plan behind all your albums?
Well, I make the artwork for the record, and I also like pitch the ideas for the album titles, and I also write all the lyrics. So I write the record more like as a concept. So the whole record, so for example, Stay Put was really a record about staying true, what you believe in, where Set Loose was more like setting yourself a little free, finding a new path, and Get In is more like getting, like being confident at where you are and really start like shredding and burning away. Like, and even though like the world is I don't have to elaborate too much, but like every basically album has its own like mantra almost. And so I use that as a core of the album. So everything kind of comes down to the title as well.
Okay. And what would you say is the theme behind the current album?
But behind what?
Behind the current album.
The current album. Yeah. So Get In, I wrote it as a, like almost like as a, you're getting in a getaway car. Like if you watch a movie, like somebody's waiting for you when you like rob a bank, or like when you try to get away from a scary situation, there's somebody in a car opens the door, says like, get in. And then you're like with the burning tires, you're getting away from the situation. That's kind of like how I felt this album is, like the world's on fire, you know, you just want a car to get into and kind of like right into like the apocalypse. And although I'm like a super optimistic person, you know, the world is a pretty dark place sometimes, and it's something that you can converse into music, and that's what I kind of try to do with these songs and this album conceptually.
Do you have a different artist that inspires you? Because for me, when I listened to your records from the last one, I thought it sounds a bit more like, or I had some stoner influences. Is that true? Or do you have different bands inspiring you for your different records?
Well, I think that the goal for the band was to... for this album, correct me if I'm wrong, but for me it was
you're wrong.
a little less punk rock and more hard rock, more rock oriented.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's.
Yeah, we started out really in a punk rock as a kind of like a starting place where we all found something similar, but we're very different musicians. So it's like we try to find, you know, inspiration in different music genres, and also Hermans being in the band since a couple of years, she brought some like really badass riffs, and also Jeroen,
yeah,
you know, they're
well.
Bringing like really like maybe sometimes stonery riffs to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially this album, I grew up with Queens of the Stone Age, was a huge influence for me as a bass player as well, and I think there's certainly at least some influences of them in this album, in the riffs, in how heavy we made it. Yeah,
I think this kind of also was my impression, especially from the last record.
Cool.
And for the first ones, I thought it sounds a bit like Distillers. Is this also an influence you have?
Well, definitely. Like growing up, like there's not so many women or girls in the punk rock scene. So
yeah,
it's the most, like I think people make, that's the comparison I get the most, because my vocals are quite raspy and deep, and like, but I really listen to as much as to the Distillers as, I don't know, Lagwagon or like Good Riddance, or like there are many bands I listen to, but it's more like I have a female voice, like it is like it's got like, and there are not so many female singers that have like the raspy voice, but I'm super honored, like I love Brody Deli and she's amazing, so I'll take that compliment any day.
So there's always some politics in your songs, or lot of politics in your songs. What's your view on the current world, and how is that reflected in the in your songs?
Well, I think like the songs or the themes in the songs are very much kind of a mirror to our society, how we deal with things. Like if I wanted to be a politician, I would go into politics because I'm not that smart. But I do, like, I feel like the way that I feel, you know, is something that you can write about, or you have to sing. Like I cannot sing an angry song about something I don't feel deeply about. So it needs to be about something that needs to be said. So if you listen a bit deeply to our songs, there are themes about, you know,
yeah, kind of like anything that you can think about that's fucked up, from pollution to I don't know, like harassment, or like there are so many different themes that will be covered in songs, but they're also a little hidden, because I also think, like, not too hidden. That's the thing that I always try to do. Like, you want to say something, but you also want to have people to think about it themselves a little bit, so that you see it as a very political album. Somebody else will say, like, oh, I think it's a really good dance record. Like,
so you're always angry about something, because you said you're an really optimistic person.
I am, but I'm also angry. They can go hand in hand. I grew up with a very metal brother, and everything was very doomy in that music. But I do feel quite happy with a lot of major chords for some reason, and especially when major chords are combined with like darkness. That's what makes me drive. I don't know. How do you feel about my lyrics?
I think they're very much on the optimistic end of the spectrum. I think you describe what's going wrong as far as you're concerned, but I do think there's always a vibe of optimism in the whole song.
You know, the thing with a getaway car for the album is also like, you know, we're gonna get away from something, it's gonna be a shitstorm, but we still have to like go for the horizon and try to make a better future. I do believe that we as people have a lot of influence, like even in your own little circle. Like, if you're just going to sit down and be depressed and tell people the world is shit, you're never going to make a change. Yeah. You know?
But I thought, well, when I listen to, for example, Tell Your Kids We'll Be Alright, it sounds a little bit sarcastic, actually.
It is. So it's also like, I wrote that song. It's also, I write it a lot like how I feel. Like, I feel like it doesn't, I know that it matters what I say or how I vote, but I see so many people just choosing the other side, choosing a side full of, like, you know, pollution and just poisoning the world and getting all of our resources, and nobody cares. Like, and how do you tell that story? Like, doesn't it really piss you off? Like, when people have like 5 kids and they just like ruin everything, and I'm like, how can you not be like, how can you tell your kids it will be all right? It's not gonna be all right. We're properly fucked. Don't have kids. I promise. Like, don't have kids. Yeah. It's a reason why I don't know. No, I'm happy for, like, I love kids. But that's why I write songs about a better world, you know? Somebody has to do it. Okay.
Thank
My
you
pleasure.
for the interview. One last thing. You have a wish. You can wish any song we should play on our show, and we will play it. Whatever you want.
Any song of ours, or any song, just like any
song,
band.
Any song. We will play your songs anyway. So
We are super independent. We can play anything.
6 days a week. Sure. 6 days a week by the Bronx.
All right, hear this.
Do you
Thank
know
you
it?
So much, Marge. No, I don't know, okay. It, but we'll look it up and
You'll love
put it.
It
in the show.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank looking
you
forward
for
to the
us.
Show.
Bye.
Das war es auch schon wieder mit unserer heutigen Episode des Radio Brennt Podcasts. Aus rechtlichen Gründen müssen wir im Podcast immer einige Songs rausschneiden. Die komplette Sendung mit allem drin und drum und dran findet ihr immer auf www.radiobrennt.de als Stream. Wir würden uns auch freuen, wenn ihr uns folgt. Uns kann man folgen überall, wo es Podcasts gibt, zum Beispiel auch auf Spotify, aber auch in den sozialen Netzwerken auf Facebook oder Instagram. Wir heißen überall Radio Brennt, meistens klein und zusammengeschrieben. Wir hoffen, ihr schaltet auch beim nächsten Mal wieder ein, zum Beispiel auf Tide Radio an jedem dritten Donnerstag im Monat um 19 Uhr. Im Stream zu hören auf www.tidenet.de. Wir hoffen, euch hat unsere Sendung, unser Podcast gefallen, und freuen uns, wenn ihr beim nächsten Mal wieder einschaltet.